Do you want to learn effective ways to build relationships, generate sales, and grow your business from successful entrepreneurs, startups, and CEOs without listening to a long, long, long interview? If so, you've come to the right place. Gresham Harkness values your time and is ready to share with you precisely the information you're in search of. This is the I Am CEO Podcast.
Hello, hello, hello. This is Gresh from the I Am CEO Podcast, and I have a very special guest on the show today. I have Chris Kadowski of Influential Health Solutions. Chris, it's awesome to have you on the show.
Thank you very much. It's awesome to be here.
No problem. Super excited to have you on. And what I wanted to do was just read a little bit more about Chris so you can hear about all the awesome things that he's doing. And Chris has been a strength and conditioning coach for the last 20 years, training everyone from Navy SEALs to pro athletes and even your modern day housewives. Dubbed the body architect, he has a master's in kinesiology from the University of Hawaii, but has educated himself and become proficient in all aspects of health and wellness. He lives and runs his business, Influential Health Solutions, in South Florida. Chris, are you ready to speak to the I'm CEO community?
I'm ready, man. Give it awesome. To me.
Let's
give,
do
give it.
It
to me. I want to hear it.
All right, let's do it.
It's all the time. Questions. It is.
Well, perfect. Well, the first thing that I wanted to do to kick everything off was to hear about what I call your CEO story and what led you to start your business.
Okay. Well, I started my business, I think about somewhere around like 2,000-3,000 years ago. That's how long I feel like I've been doing this stuff. Really, I mean, it all started when I quit playing football in college, and I got a job as a personal trainer. I was called a programmer at the Buffalo Athletic Club, and my boss, Micah, sat me down after a couple of months and he said, "You know what, Chris, you're doing a really great job, man. Have you thought about actually making this a career?" And I was like, "Nah, man, I love being in the gym. I was always an athlete. I love lifting weights. Like, this is what I want to do." So he sat me down and he goes, "If you're interested in making this a career, you really have to get a CSCS certification, Certified Strength and Conditioning Specialist." I was like, "Okay." So he lent me his book. And I read this textbook. It was about 500-600 pages at the time. It's probably bigger now. I read this textbook in a week, and it was the first textbook that I could ever, hold my attention. And I was like a sponge. When I started off from that point, I was 19 years old. And the joke was that I would meet a girl and she would take me home to her mom and dad, and she would introduce me as, "This is the guy who already knows what he wants to do with his life." And I was like, "This is so strange." Like, it kept on happening consistently. So I started off as a strength conditioning coach, a student assistant, a graduate assistant. And then from there, I went on my own, but I was still working for like high schools here. I was working for gyms there. I was my own boss, but I was never really my own boss. When I really became a CEO was when I was kind of forced to. I was the head strength conditioning coach of a CrossFit gym here in South Florida. And I woke up on Friday with a job, and I went to bed Friday night without a job. Mm. So they had sold the gym and didn't tell any of the members, didn't decide to tell the coaches or anybody else. So they were like, "You know, I don't think the new owners are keeping any of the coaches, so you're out of a job." Oh, wow. So that was the point right there where I became the CEO of my own company, where I said, "You know what? I've been working for people for 16, 17 years now. I've ran facilities. I've ran gyms as head coach. And I'm like, you know what? Now it's time for me to never, ever get one of those calls again." I was just too deep in the game. I don't want to say that it was a fear-based decision, because it wasn't. I knew everything that was going to entail being the CEO of a gym, of a small company. You know, I wore many hats. I was the accountant. I was also sweeping the floors. I was doing the programming, answering the phone. You know, I mean, drumming up other business, going out, handing out flyers. I mean, you name it. You know, I didn't know if I wanted the lack of freedom that I perceived to come along with being the CEO, especially of something fitness related, you know? So, that was my story. And then here I am today.
Nice. It's always, great to hear kind of when you get I guess, in alignment, because you always know you are in alignment, like you mentioned 2,000 to 3,000 years ago. Yeah. And sometimes it feels like that. But like when you picked up that textbook, you mentioned that you just, you know, just ran through that textbook like it was nothing, because it kind of sounds like to me like you were right in alignment with what, you know, was exactly what you should be doing. And it just kind of progressed from there. So I wanted to hear more about what you're doing. Tell us a little bit more on how you're the body architect and what you're doing to kind of help support your clients.
Okay. Well, over the past 12 years, I've started to realize that I had more of a passion for fascia and muscle than I actually did for coaching. Now, don't get me wrong. If somebody called me tomorrow and they actually quoted the right price and the right framework and everything for me to come back and coach, I would absolutely love to do it. Once a coach, always a coach. When you're a coach, you're a teacher as well. So when I started to realize that I had a better understanding and a better grasp of the myoskeletal system than I did actually of programming, which obviously wasn't too shabby either, I started to get real interested in fixing people's pain. And the reason that came up is because I had pain in both of my knees for about 16 years at that point. So I broke down one day and I started crying after riding a 100-mile bike ride, and because my knees hurt so bad. And I was like, why couldn't I like work on Wall Street or be a Gap cashier or something like that? Like, why do my knees hurt and I have to be a strength conditioning coach? Why do I have to love fitness and just, you know, always be moving? Mm-hmm. And I've gone to every person under the sun to try and get my knees fixed, and nobody understood what was going on. And then I ended up purchasing a book from Claire Davies. It was all about trigger points and whatnot. And I'm starting to learn what he's talking about. I'm pressing into my quadriceps, and I started to realize that I did not have knee pain. I had quadricep pain. And I just got, I like my mind got completely blown. And I was like, why doesn't anybody know about this? So as I started to iron out these inconsistencies in my muscle tissue, my knee pain started to go away. And I was just like, I've been to like some of the top doctors at the University at Buffalo. I mean, when I was little, I went to 3 doctors in a row, and every single one of them took a x-ray and said, you know what, you have the perfect bone structure for a healthy young boy. Like, there's no reason why your knees should hurt. You know, my mom's looking at me like I'm crazy. The doctor's looking at me like I'm trying to fake something. And I'm like, I swear, like my knees, like they hurt anytime I play basketball, run, jump, go upstairs, go downstairs, sit in a car for too long, like you name it. I started to kind of mesh both of those together. I was a strength coach working with athletes. And then I went from the collegiate level to the high school level to the professional level. So I kind of went not the normal route. Typically, you would go high school, collegiate, professional. And that's because when I graduated with my master's, Hawaii was such a smaller place that there really weren't any other universities that I could go work at. And there weren't any positions available at the one that I was working at. So I had to go out on my own. And it's kind of like the high schools out there are like colleges. And then the college, the university at Hawaii, is kind of like your professional team, right? So I went back, I kind of went backwards for a second. I was working in a bunch of high schools, helping out kids in there. And then when I was working at the University of Hawaii, I met Devon Bess when he came out of jail out of California. And I helped him while he was at the University of Hawaii. So when he got a job with the Miami Dolphins, he brought me over to South Florida 3 years later to work for him. So that's how I went from college to the high school to the pros. And then I started to realize, you know what, if I keep Devon healthy, like if he never gets injured, he's going to be able to play more games and make more money. So that's when I really started to focus on this soft tissue issue and just make sure that his body was constantly functioning at an optimal level. Then I went traveling for 3 months in Europe, and it was absolutely rejuvenating. It was wonderful. I came back and I was like, you know what, whatever is, and we'll see where my career goes. Within being here within 2-3 days, I started getting text messages like, hey, do you do those sessions still? Are you still working on people? And I was like, yeah, I am. You know, so come on by. And eventually, after a couple months, I mean, it just turned into a full-scale business. You fix one person that's had pain for 8 years, and they go and tell every single person they see for the next 12 days. I don't know. Yeah. You know, and then those people are calling me, hey, you know, I got this shoulder problem that can't be fixed. Okay, come on by. I fix that person. And they go and tell 12 people. So now I'm 2.5, almost 3 years into my full-time structural therapy business. And I probably work on between 30 and 40 people per week, depending on how busy I am.
Nice.
And yeah, and that's every single week. And these are people that are either being fixed or they're on their way to being fixed. So I keep on getting clients via word of mouth, and everything's organic, and doing fairly well these days.
Nice. I wanted to ask you for what I call your secret sauce, and this could be what you feel kind of distinguishes you or your organization and makes you unique.
Oh, man. This is a tough question, because when you say something like that, it always feels like I'm going to be like bragging about something, but it really isn't. So I would probably say, honestly, Gresh, I'd probably say my intuition. That's what makes my business unique. And when I talk about my intuition, there's a lot of times how I don't know what I know about the human body. There's a lot of times about how I don't know why somebody's dysfunctioning. I just know it. The muscles tell a story, and you know, you poke and you prod, and you watch somebody walk in, and you're just like, do you realize that you're limping? No, I didn't know. Do you realize that you're crooked? No, I never saw that. Well, look at one shoulder. One shoulder's like this and the other shoulder's like this. Like, is there any wonder why your left shoulder's killing you?
Mm-hmm.
You know, because this guy's up here pinned to your ear. No, I didn't know. Well, you know, we get in there and we start reworking the tissue and moving things around, and the person has less pain. And they come up and they say, you know, I've gotten injected 6 times. I've been to physical therapy for 3 years. The chiropractor, I've done this, I've done that. Saw that doctor, you know, acupuncture, and nothing fixed me. And you work on me or with me for 2 sessions, and all of a sudden I'm 100% pain free. So it's probably 2 things, intuition and results, man. Whenever I'm working on somebody, even if I work on you 10 times, I'm working on you like it's the first time. I never let any preconceived notions, you know, take my direction, because your body's going to be different every single day I work on you. You're going to be a different person tomorrow as you will the next day and the next day. So I try not to work on preconceived notions, just let my intuition rule when I'm working with people and get the best results possible for them. Okay. And then, you know, one of my mentors said, you fix back pain, you're never going to be broke. You're never going to have a slow business.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what I do. My primary specialty is just fixing people that have the worst back pain the world has ever seen. The toughest cases the world has ever seen. People come to me. I've been trying to get worked on, get my back better for 12 years now, 15 years, 25 years, you know, and letting my intuition be my guide and treating people the best possible way for them to get the best results for them has kept me more busy than I could ever imagine.
That makes perfect sense. And I love that. And I love that perspective. So I wanted to switch gears a little bit and ask you for what I call a CEO hack. And this might be an app, a book, or a habit that you have, but it's something that makes you more effective and efficient.
A CEO hack. You know what? I'm going to go out there on a bender right now. And I am going to say every CEO that I know should most definitely read Becoming Supernatural by Dr. Joe Dispenza. So what Dr. Joe does in his book is he breaks everything down and helps you understand how to tap into that energy, not only for your life to help you bring new potentials into your life, but also any of the people that you're working with as well.
Absolutely. I love that CEO hack, and that's not a book I have heard of, so I'm definitely going to pick that up as well. So
check it out.
Yeah, I definitely will. And now I wanted to ask you for what I call a CEO nugget. And this is a word of wisdom or a piece of advice. Or if you can hop into a time machine, what would you tell your younger business self?
Well, I would tell my younger business self, I would have him look up the definition of ataraxia, I believe it is, in the dictionary. Ataraxia means that somebody has a freedom of concern, a lack of worry. Okay, and that's one of the biggest things, right? When you know that you can do something better than everybody else, but you're a gainfully paid employee, or even if you're not a really good paid employee, focus on what you need to do, go out and do it, and the net will start to appear.
Awesome, awesome, awesome. Now I wanted to ask you my absolute favorite question, and I know you kind of touched on this a little bit, but it's the definition of what it means to be a CEO, and we're hoping to have different quote-unquote CEOs on this show. So I wanted to ask you, what does being a CEO mean to you?
Man, being a CEO, it means a lot more than I think I ever could put into words, but it means being open and being caring. You know, it means being a servant leader. It doesn't mean that, you know, I'm up here and you're down there. On the contrary, you know, like Lao Tzu said, the oceans are the biggest thing on the planet because it's below everything else.
Nice. I absolutely love that definition and that perspective as well. So, Chris, I appreciate you. I appreciate your time. I appreciate you giving me new word of the day as well. I'm going to pass you the mic just to see if there's anything additional you can let the readers and listeners know. And then, of course, how best they can get a hold of you.
You know, if people want to get in touch with me, Chris@influentialhealthsolutions.com, or you can go on Amazon and just type in my name, Christopher J. Kidowski. All my books will come up. And also, influentialhealthsolutions.com is my website as well for a little bit more information on me. Some of the products that I believe in will help create exponential health for you, and also my books on there as well.
Awesome, awesome, awesome. We'll have all those links in the show notes as well, just so that everybody can follow up with you. But again, I appreciate your time, and I hope you have a great rest of the day.
Yeah, you too, man. Thank you very much.
Thank you for listening to the I Am CEO podcast powered by Blue 16 Media. Tune in next time and visit us at imceo.co. I Am CEO is not just a phrase, it's a community. Be sure to follow us on social media and subscribe to our podcast on iTunes, Google Play, and everywhere you listen to podcasts. Subscribe and leave us a 5-star rating. Grab CEO gear at www.ceogear.co. This has been the I Am CEO podcast with Gresham Harkless. Thank you for listening.